This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Now, again, I am going to be taking the unpopular stand of I am not against any governor right now, okay? I think every governor has an absolute, you know, poop storm to deal with. They got a lot of crap on their plate, and, you know, they are doing, I think, the best they can, you know, in terms of their, you know, levels of expertise, and it's not an easy job for any of them, which is why I would never want to be governor. However, I do think that I am in a position to give some advice to some of the governors, okay? And I, you know, personally live in Nevada, and Nevada kind of got a little bit of a shock yesterday because we've been on our lockdown now. We were kind of one of the first states to go on lockdown, and I supported that. I supported that, you know, based on us not knowing what the heck we were dealing with, you know, the virus being kind of crazy. I would have maybe done the shutdown a little differently, but I did support the idea of isolating our vulnerable population and trying to, you know, have sick people stay away from well people. As a doctor, you can't not support that. As a business owner, though, you obviously would have, you know, would have liked to be at the table and be able to offer some advice, which a lot of us weren't able to do. But I get it. I get it. It was, you know, a catastrophe. It was a pandemic. I get that. And so I am not here to insult, but I am here to advise if anybody's going to listen. And what happened yesterday was a complete cluster. And I live in Nevada. And so Governor Sisolak had done press conference, which was a long awaited press conference. And I see how logistically they set it up. They had experts that were going to kind of say their side of the story, you know, and they were leading in, you know, to why social distancing was important and how we minimized the number of deaths in our state because of social distancing, and how just because cases are slowing down doesn't mean we could turn the light switch on and everybody go back to, you know, clubs and partying, because then numbers could rise. So, you know, they started to kind of build that up. And then the governor spoke, and we're like, okay, you know, come on, Gov. You got this, man, okay? All right, lead. All right, we want you to lead. And he basically he opens up saying that we do not have a firm date on when we're going to open. I mean, it was probably the biggest. I never felt such disappointment as I did with, you know, my first college boyfriend. I mean, it was just, what? Really? That was it? That's what we were waiting for? Are you kidding me? And so it was frustrating because then, you know, he was talking about how we're not even at a phase one or phase two or phase three of reopening. We're at a phase zero. So, of course, you know, some people had some choice words about phases and, you know, they kind of used, you know, other, homonymous words to be in the same phrase as phase. And, you know, I kind of see where this was a lost opportunity. Okay? When I see a lost opportunity, I just cringe because, you know, if I was governor, and I don't want to be governor, okay, trust me, that's the last thing I want to be. I want to be, you know, where I'm at with my microphone, you know, making noise and making jokes and talking about farts. I'm very happy. I love my career and helping patients and doing what I'm doing. But he didn't engage everybody. Remember we talked about the three E's. You got to engage, educate, enlist. You have to engage people, then you have to educate them, and then you could enlist them to do something. So what happened is they went right to education, and they thought that the education was going to be engaging enough. You know, talking about the social distancing. You know, they had a variety of people speak, and they were all nice, but it wasn't engaging. So they tried to do some education, and then they were like, so you see, you know, we need to still be, you know, on lockdown. And he lost at least half the state, maybe even more. People were ticked. And I think what would have been a little bit more engaging is to open up saying, okay, guys, I know you're hurting. All right, I know that this is probably one of the most, you know, tragic things we've all gone through, whether it's losing somebody, whether it's being sick yourself, or not being able to work, or seeing your business completely dissolve and go away. I understand that funding, you know, from the government didn't get to a lot of you. I understand unemployment is not getting to a lot of you, or unemployment lines are clogged, which I think a lot of other states are. And I realize that right now, this is probably one of the most stressful times that most people have ever dealt with in their lives. All right, I want to make this easier on you. However, these are my restrictions. Okay? Washington wants to wait till numbers go down. You know, explain that. All right? Let us feel that you are feeling the same pain we are and that you understand. A big thing with engaging is, you know, I get you. And instead, it was whether we're going to reopen May 1, June 1, July 1, you're not going to remember that date. You're just going to remember if you lost your grandmother. And I get what he said, but it lost us. You know, and I was really looking forward to yesterday's press conference because I really want politics aside. Okay, I want to forget that we're in an election year. I want to forget who's right, who's left. I'm always for America first, America first. And I was so excited that we were going to see our governor get up there, you know, show him that, you know, Nevada, because we're Nevadans, Nevada's, you know, first in a way, you know, Nevada, this is what we're going to do for Nevada. And instead, people just dissolved. I threw some Facebook posts going, all right, guys, let's discuss. People got nasty with each other. I mean, it is turning nasty. And this is where we need leadership. Okay, whether it's from President Trump, whether it's from our governors, I don't give a damn if you're right, left, whatever. But, you know, we're not convinced. You don't have the country convinced that the decisions being made are the right decisions. I mean, look at what happened with Bill de Blasio. He had a line where you could snitch, where you could call and snitch and take a photo. And so, you know, people were sending photos, right, of body parts to, you know, New York City. You don't have everybody on board. Why is that? Why, you know, stop and think for a second. It's because we think that everybody, who's comfortable and all that is not feeling the pain that we're all feeling. And so they can easily make these decisions of, okay, we're going to open or we're not going to open. All right? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCT.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I started a petition. I don't really want to get very, very political, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to divide the country. So the stand I'm taking currently this week, and I will take this stand for probably forever, is I want the dental clinics reopened. I am trying to take care of people's dental issues, and I'm not a dentist. I'm not an oral surgeon. I also want medical clinics to reopen. And I've started a petition saying, please reopen dental and medical clinics now and provide the PPE needed. The reason why, you know, I know that. I know you guys are like, really? Is that the best you could do? You know what? This is as political as I get. I'm sorry. This is going to be as, because, okay, so here's my problem. Here's my problem, okay? People have toothaches. People are not going to the doctor. I've been talking about this for months now. People are not going to the doctor. I got reamed by two different patients yesterday. I mean, I'm like, what is wrong with everybody? Everybody's all angry. Everybody's all grumpy. Everybody's all mad. Everybody's all stressed. Everybody's gaining weight and eating like crap and running out of Netflix shows to watch. And, here's the other thing, too. All we're hearing, you know, just day in and day out is layoffs, illness, and death. That is all we are hearing. And, you know, we talked about this. You know, one of the reasons why this is kind of so hard to, you know, take is we aren't, you know, we don't have that happy place. We don't have that goal. I mean, I've been trying to be as positive as I can. And I think the reason why I've been able to be a little bit more lucky is because I, you know, again, I'm eating a lot of carbs. Okay. You know, and I'm not really going to care about the weight right now. But, you know, I'm working. You know, I'm able to work. And, you know, work is keeping me busy. So I'm not at home getting depressed. You know, I'm seeing about 30, 40 patients a day. I'm doing radio. I'm doing media. I'm writing. I'm, you know, helping students with research. So I'm just busy all day long. But I get bummed, and the reason why I get bummed is because I'm trying to look ahead to, you know, vacation, or what am I building, you know, for the kids, or what am I, and I'm not building. I'm seeing my businesses just fall apart. I mean, I'm not really seeing what, you know, my kids in college are going to be able to. One kid's in college, you know, he's still focused and doing what he can and doing online school. The other one, he has no idea what industry to go into. You know, first he was thinking medicine and then Obamacare ruined that, you know, and then he was thinking business and then, you know, who knew about social distancing? And so, you know, what do you, you know, what type of a business or industry do you look forward to? And you know, I know there's bigger fish to fry. We have people dying of a virus, and I get that. But we don't have the whole country dying, thank God. And we have a lot of people that are grumpy, a lot of people that are protesting. When you have people that really kind of don't believe in the cause starts to fall apart. So if our cause is to try to nip this coronavirus in the bud, or prevent another resurgence of it, you kind of need everybody on board. People aren't engaged. People aren't convinced that this was necessary. Nobody's giving us the numbers. Nobody's, you know, telling us, you know, how many of these coronavirus deaths were also flu deaths? How many of them were blended accidentally? How many, you know, pneumonias and heart attacks that usually happen each month happened while the patient was also coronavirus positive? Or are these coronavirus deaths on top of what, you know, would have happened? Just to kind of give you guys the latest numbers, 2.5 million global cases, 180,000 deaths worldwide. In the USA, we're at 820,000 cases with 46,000 deaths. Spain coming in next with 208,000 cases, 21,000 deaths. Italy, 183,000 cases, 24,000 deaths. France, 158,000 cases, 20,000 deaths. Germany, 149,000 cases, 5,000 deaths. UK, their death rate's jumping. They're at about now 18,000 deaths. They're coming in fifth, 133,000 cases. And then when we look at the USA, separating it, you know, the states out, obviously New York, you know, taking the biggest burden of the 45,000 deaths with at least 20,000 deaths, close to half. New Jersey has about 4,700 deaths, Massachusetts 1,900 deaths, California 1,300 deaths, now coming in fourth, they used to be sixth, Pennsylvania 1,600 deaths. Actually, no, you know what, I'm sorry, Michigan. Michigan is still high. California is now fourth in terms of number of cases, 35,000 cases. But in terms of death rate, they're still a lot lower. I live in Nevada. Nevada is around 172 deaths, 4,000 cases. So, okay, let's just look at Nevada. I live in Nevada. So what's Nevada thinking? Well, you have a lot of people scratching their head going why their business could be no more, or they're out of work, or they're going through their life savings for 172 deaths. It's a sad discussion to have, but, people are very empathetic. They're very, very sympathetic. But you want to know what people are thinking. They're like, more people die in Nevada, you know, on the roads from that, or drug overdoses, or flu. And so, you know, I get how, you know, state leaders are saying, look, you know, the numbers are that low because we did this. We did social distance. But then you have people still not convinced. They go, you know, even if the number was 1,000, Did we really have to do this? Did we really have to shut down? And, you know, people are also very, very concerned about, you know, does this now mean the government's going to do it again? I mean, one thing we're going to talk about is, you know, is Halloween over? Are we not going to have Halloween? I mean, you know, this quote-unquote resurgence that we're supposed to get in October is scaring the hell out of people. And they're like, so we're doing all this, and you're telling us that's not going to matter. I mean, I'm having business owners say, look, open us up so we can at least make some money now. And then, you know, store something for, you know, a bitter winter that's going to come. And, you know, people want to eat. Now, I know everyone's saying, well, look, you know, we have all these government programs. We have, well, no, the money got sucked up. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how, you know, there's a lot of debate on who got the money and if that was appropriate or not. But going back to what I want to see immediately is I want to see dental offices and medical offices open up. I think we are growing a huge problem with people being scared to death to leave the house. I'm, you know, trying to manage over the phone people with kidney stones that could be causing backflow and kidney failure, you know, appendicitis, heart attacks, you know, dizziness, you know, possible breast cancer. I got a call from a patient that possibly had breast cancer. I'm like, go in. You've got to go in. Well, you know, we can't. Many medical offices are closed. Why is that? Why did medical offices close when you would think they, you know, are essential? They should be able to stay open because, again, there wasn't enough personal protective equipment. We didn't have enough equipment. So once people were coming in with possible coronavirus, you know, staff and was like, how are we going to be safe for other patients and for our family members? A lot of medical offices are closed. All right, this is the time to reopen medical offices. This is the time to, fine, if you don't want to open a hair salon, I'm not going to argue with you on that. But at least let the dentist reopen. Well, the argument is, well, in dentistry, because of the mouth and all that, you have a higher risk of transmitting something. And most dental offices don't necessarily have the filtration rooms, etc. You know, and if the patient has to have their mouth open, and if they have coronavirus, then that could be spreading. But here's the thing, we have a lot of healthy people out there that that are having major, mouth issues and dental issues. And whatever decision we make is not going to be 100% perfect. If we decide to stay closed to save lives, then we're going to have businesses destroyed and, you know, an economy that doesn't bounce back. If we reopen too soon, we're going to have people that got exposed that, you know, might not have. So there's going to be no easy answer. But the problem is we promised that we would have essential businesses open. We promised that we would have medical care. I'm having people, you know, call in with back pain and needing pain pills, and not that I could do that on telemedicine. And I'm like, you know, have you been able to go to your chiropractor? No, my chiropractor's been closed, they say. Again, because we don't have enough personal protective equipment. Doctors, you know, dentists, whatever, we can't buy masks anywhere. We have no access to masks. We're in the medical field. You want to know why some of these hospitals are overwhelmed? It's because the doctor's offices are closed. So if you don't mind, go to my website, my Twitter, my Facebook, Dr. Dahlia, and please sign the petition to help reopen dental and medical clinics now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to answer your calls right away.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signing an executive order that limits immigration for at least 60 days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News what the executive order means.
Well, first, I want to emphasize that President Trump approached this in a very smart and measured way. This affects green card holders, not temporary workers. So hotels, for instance, landscapers, these types of jobs will not be affected. But what President Trump has said is this: we're at a time where the American worker must come first.
President Trump is mourning the loss of life in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
As more than 180 nations around the world battle the vicious coronavirus, we continue to mourn the precious souls who have been lost, so sadly lost, and so unnecessarily lost.
The president speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News. That's the sound in Missouri as protesters are calling for the opening of the economy in Jefferson City. Meanwhile, the protests taking place in Michigan are not deterring Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You compare what's going on the ground here in Michigan. I know that we're going to have to be really methodical and data-driven about what sectors of our economy we engage and when. It is going to be a slow reentry.
These folks telling Fox News they're not happy with all the restrictions and lockdowns.
The statistics have shown there's no reason that healthy people should be forced to stay home. There's no reason for it right now.
We need to reopen the country, and we want our lives back now.
The governor of Washington State is endorsing Joe Biden for president. The endorsement from Democratic Governor Jay Inslee comes as no surprise. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Alex in Florida. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Dr. Dolly?
Great, great, awesome. What's going on?
Hey, first things first, I want to say thanks for taking my call. Funny story, actually. My mom used to work with you way back when in Las Vegas, back when I was in, like, second grade, and we moved back to Florida, so it's just really cool to be able to hear you and keep in touch.
No way! What's your mom's name? Katie.
Katie.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, Alex! Oh, my God, I remember when you were a little baby. Day. Oh, my God, tell your mom I said hi. You're a pilot now, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm an airline pilot with American Eagle. And I was calling actually to talk about the aviation industry a little bit and how this whole virus has kind of affected and just kind of causing the biggest pitfall since about 9/11 with us right now.
Sure,
so my main concern is,
uh-huh.
You know, when we do start flying around, you know, the flight attendants are in the back and they obviously have some pretty big exposure. They're, you know, expose all the passengers. Maybe not so much right now as they have been in the past, but still they get, you know, that. But more so up in the cockpit, you know, we're behind a locked door up there, roughly 4 feet apart from another person. You know, they say you can use masks and gloves and whatnot, but what would you say is probably the best approach into really making sure that, you know, I mean, obviously it kind of comes down to self. I think it kind of comes down to, you know, your self-discipline and, you know, kind of knowing your own limitations and whatnot. So, I mean, if you're sick, obviously call it out. But let's just say someone doesn't call it out. What is the best approach to making sure that, you know, I can come home and not be afraid that I've taken someone with me, basically?
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You know, pilots, how are they supposed to social distance in the cockpit? It can't happen. That's got to be very difficult. Or flight attendants. So, you know, basically, luckily you're young, and so, you know, with any individual, we recommend definitely get good sleep. You know, if you're you know, undersleeped and overworked, your immune system is going to be down. If you're not eating healthy, if you're not staying hydrated, hydration is an issue. You know, what I used to do so I wouldn't get sick after working a full day in the medical office is I'd come home and I'd take a hot shower. So the second you could get to the hotel, you take a hot shower. Unfortunately, with this coronavirus, Alex, all we're going to really be able to do is kind of hope for a vaccine or hope for immunity, where if we did get it, and I think a lot of us have, hopefully many of us are immune. But other than that, and you bring up a great point, you know, it's there's not really much we can do except making sure we boost our immune system and make sure we're not low on vitamins, make sure we're not vitamin D deficient, make sure we're not, you know, sleep deprived. But, you know, and stress. Alex, man, I definitely want to have you call back. I definitely want to have you call back because I want to talk more about your field. But we got other calls on the line. But say hi to your mom for me, okay?
All right, you got it. Thanks for taking my call.
You take care. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Joe on the line. Joe, also from Florida. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Oh, hi, doctor. Thanks for the call, taking my call. I'll make it real quick. Before the show, I was looking at newspapers, and the New York Post, some woman was struck and killed today in a car, and she died. They found out she's got the virus. They put that on the death certificate.
Ah.
Yeah, you could go look when you have a break. Go real quick to the New York Post because it wasn't there this morning, so it just probably happened today.
Wow.
And I said, look at this. The doctor was right. He said, you could die of anything, and they'll put down coronavirus on it.
If they exactly, if somebody's positive for coronavirus, they're going to count it. And but was that the cause of death? You know what, Joe, let me ask you something. You're in Florida right now, right?
Yes.
How is it with people being able to go back to the beach, or is it still social distancing, or are we just kind of seeing a, yeah?
Well, the beaches are closed. I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you my honest truth, and I told this to people back home where I live in Philadelphia. If you were down here where I live in Manatee County, Sarasota County, you wouldn't even know there was a virus.
Yeah.
Nobody's wearing masks. Walmart just started wearing masks 2 days ago, the workers. They weren't wearing them. You go in Walmart, if there's every 20 people, one person's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
You ride around, you don't need the tea mask. If you were, like, the traffic is unbelievable. I mean, nobody's staying home. You see people walking around, especially older people, a lot of elders down here, because they don't wear masks. Mm-hmm. I never see any. I mean, this is God's honest truth. You would never thought there was a virus here unless you walked into a store. But they did close the barber shops and the beauty parlors. Just like, I guess they're following the whole country. But other than that,
you wouldn't know.
I see the restrictions getting lifted any day now because it's nothing's happening. I mean, if you listen to the news, you get fearful. If you don't watch the news, it's another day.
I get it. Joe, what city are you from?
Sarasota. Now,
you're at Sarasota, okay.
Essential business. You see, like, essential businesses? If you go on a Florida website, it's 62 pages long.
Mm.
If you're caring for ants, you're essential. There's so much construction going on. The governor encouraged these construction workers to take advantage of the no traffic and do more work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. We see that here in Nevada, too. All the streets are torn up and the strip. And I know. Exactly. I know. Man, well, look.
See, like,
go ahead.
I told the people in Philadelphia, if you're a contractor, you can't work. They shut you down. Over here, You could work. I see people building roofs, building homes, doing all kinds of anything. Everything is essential except like beauty parlors and barber shops and stuff like that. But other than that, everybody's working.
No.
There's a factory right across the street from me. You got a seal of people in there.
Oh, wow. My man, well, look, Joe, you stay safe. I know there's a lot of hypocrisy with this. It's crazy. I get you. I like I said, I don't understand why dentist offices are closed. You know, it makes no sense.
Take it.
All right, man. You take care. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. John had said that he was able to go to the dentist. We're going to take more of your calls. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me correct myself. Dental offices are allowed to be open for emergencies. The dental boards, however, in various states were extremely strict and threatening to many of the dentists, from what I understand, such that if they did anything other than an emergent procedure, they're in trouble. In fact, I heard of one dentist in New York that if he went in to do paperwork, they would get slapped with a fine. And I get, we need Walmart open because there's food and clothing and all that, you know, and, you know, we need construction. But dentists are getting threatened. And there's a lot of, inconsistencies. I don't really want to use the word hypocrisy because, you know, that's very, very negative, but just a lot of inconsistencies on, you know, what's essential and what's not. You know, I mean, a dental office has to be closed, and, you know, I'm hearing that, you know, some abortion clinics are still able to be open. And so, you know, there's not a lot of convincing of the American public why something is closed and something not. Bass Pro Shops. Bass Pro Shops, we heard, had to close down, yet they sell food. They sell clothes, just like Walmart. Why did they have to close? It's not making a lot of sense. You know, Alex calling in earlier about, social distancing and, you know, airplanes and, yeah, you know, what are pilots supposed to do? You know, we have this big fear factor, this big scare factor that's going on, where if we do start to realize that we are getting control of this virus, and that many people aren't going to die from this virus, we have already scared the living daylights out of so many people that I don't know if all the pilots are going to want to come back to work, or all the teachers are going to come back to work. Nurses, a lot of medical clinics closed because the nurses are like, nope, I just can't get this. And so, it's a mess. The 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Keep them coming. We got some good ones. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. So there is something that's kind of concerning me. Well, there's two topics here that are kind of blending. One is colleges, institutions, businesses got big, big bucks. And of the original $349 billion stimulus package to help small businesses, some big businesses got a crap load of money. However, there has been this public outing and lists. I'm looking right now at the Shameless 40 of big companies that took this payroll protection loan money, and their names are out there, and they're, you know, going to be criticized, and there's probably going to be all these public campaigns for them to give the money back. like Shake Shack. Shake Shack got bullied into giving the money back. I don't like bullying. I might have disagreed with Harvard getting, what, Harvard got $8 million? A lot of universities got $8 million. I might have disagreed with the money they got. I don't agree with the bullying and the public vilifying and the, you know, grab your knives and pitchforks sort of thing. Okay? This isn't Nazi Germany. And I keep seeing us lose America day by day. So, with the colleges and institutions, so we're seeing that a crap load of money and the stimulus packages went to universities. And mind you, universities hire people. It's a city. So you have people managing the food, and you got, you know, the teachers, and you got, you know, assistants and administrative assistants, executive assistants, you got marketing, you got PR, you got, okay, I get that. But I'm a little confused with colleges getting money, especially when a lot of them get money from the state already, and many of them get tuition. And they've already deposited a lot of that tuition. And so, unless there is a guarantee that, or, you know, word that numbers are going down in terms of enrollment, there's almost this, you know, idea of double dipping. And here's students going, wait, okay, if you guys are getting all the stimulus money, do we get some money back? I mean, do we get some of our tuition back? Because obviously, we're not, my tummy's growling, we're not, you know, using the parking, we're not using security, we're not using the library, we're not getting the, I apologize, having issues here. You know, we're not getting the, one-on-one, the office hours. You know, people are kind of missing out on their office hours and, you know, with their one-on-one with their professor. And so, you know, can we get some of that money back? Obviously, online is, you know, not really worth the $30,000 to $60,000 a year we're paying. So, you know, Trump putting pressure on Harvard over the stimulus funds, I get that. It's just then I question, why did they get all that money to begin with? You know, you can't really give the money and then ask for the money back. Then there's also a lot of debate over the money banks got. Apparently, banks got a lot of fees. Now, personally, if you're hiring people, and you're staying open during the coronavirus pandemic, you have a right to get paid for doing the extra work. And if all these loans are giving you extra work, you are allowed to have fees. The problem is we're being told that the bigger the loan, the higher the fee. So banks range anywhere from 1% to 5%, but a 1% payback or fee on a big loan brought them a crap load of money. So now there's this theory that one of the reasons why these big companies got their loans and a lot of small companies didn't is because the banks got more money working on the big loans. So I'm hearing a lot of small business owners that did not get their money. Some did get their money through big banks. Some of them got their money through little banks. So, again, absolute cluster. We knew this would be. You know, when I heard that we were going to have $350 billion going to America, I knew there was no way that was going to be enough. Especially since we're being told in my neck of the woods that we might not even reopen until July 1. And then if we do reopen, it's going to be with all these social distancing, you know, measures where how the heck are you supposed to be able to, you know, excuse me, make revenue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls and your comments, your questions, so don't go away. But, you know, I think we need to tread very carefully as we move forward with this because I'm seeing Americans be kind of anti-American. And I don't like that. I don't like the, you know, I just don't like this. You know, we're going to out you. We're going to force you. We're going to browbeat you. We're going to blackmail you. We're going to do a social media campaign to, I mean, that's what happened to Komen, Susan Komen for the Cure. Remember during the Obama years, during the Great Recession. I apologize. I know that's not synonymous, but during the Great Recession, Komen for the Cure, you know, held back donating to Planned Parenthood. Well, of course, their donations are down, you know. Boy, they got vilified by Congress. They got really ripped apart of the media, and they had to donate. And, okay, no. Okay, we have freedom of speech. Okay, we're supposed to have freedom of expression, freedom of our choices, as long as they're not illegal. And you know, here we're seeing people just blast, you know, companies. And by the way, these are companies that are employing middle class, lower income, you know, people. So, what is it that we want? All right. Yes, the problem would be solved if we got to start reopening again. But, you know, from what I understand, the stimulus package got passed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But again, is it going to be all the money gets sucked up? And then here you have small businesses still not being able to access it. The Chamber of Commerce, I think there was a Chamber of Commerce $5,000 grant that I found out opened up. And many people, I guess, couldn't log on until like noon. I guess you had to apply at noon. So people were waiting, and they were waiting. You know how like Southwest, yeah, have you guys ever flown on Southwest and you didn't pay extra for your seat and you wanted to be in the A boarding group? So you sit there and you set five different alarms and you're waiting, you know, for that, for when you could, you know, check in 24 hours in advance, and you're just kind of waiting to click it, you know, and then you do, and then you get like B60. And you're like, what, B60? What the... I was supposed to be first. Don't ask. So a lot of people did that with the Chamber of Commerce grant, and as soon as they did it, website was down, or they said there were too many inquiries, and then about a couple of minutes later, too late, funds gone. So that's the real halfway messed up way to distribute funds. Now, I love the fact that the SBA decided to waive loans. I love the fact that unemployment, you know, gave people more money. But I'm hearing with unemployment too, if you got in early, you start to get your unemployment. A lot of people still didn't get their unemployment. So, I want everybody to just kind of take a little step back. People are getting pretty, pretty nasty, like I said. People are getting pretty, we're losing our cool because we don't have jobs. We don't have a future. We have no idea what our future is going to be. We have, you know, kids at home that want to be around other kids. We're seeing them grow. We're seeing them develop, but they're at home, you know, stuck at home in fear of a virus. People are going to start to lose it. And like I said earlier when I opened the show, a good leader needs to give hope. They need to give guidelines, give a timeline, explain why that timeline might have to be changed. But I think the majority of us need to see a future, because if you think about what the next week's going to look like, or the next year's going to look like, or the next 5 years is going to look like, we have absolutely no clue. And we don't have to predict the future, but I want to think that I'm going to be able to have a job. I want to think that I'm going to be able to have retirement. I want to think that I'm going to be able to get a hospital bed. I want to think that I'm going to be able to have health insurance. I want to think that I'm going to be alive and not killed by a nasty virus. And even though our leaders don't have all the answers, they're going to have to do something, because people are starting to kind of take matters in their own hands, and we're seeing some very anti-American, anti-constitutional, kind of Nazi type behavior going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.